Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This is Rick Frank sitting in for John Block. Just last week, marking the second anniversary of Congress's passage of the Food Safety Modernization Act, FDA proposed comprehensive regulations for the growing, harvesting, packing, and holding of all produce. FDA acknowledged this is the first effort by the agency to regulate the produce farming community. While not the first time FDA has been on the farm, the FSMA proposal represents the agency's most ambitious and comprehensive effort to regulate the safety of farm produce. The proposed rule covers only biological hazards, for example, pathogens. Chemical hazards will remain under the jurisdiction of the EPA. Not all produce will be covered. Produce not customarily eaten raw, for example, sweet potatoes, sweet corn, and white potatoes, as well as frozen foods, and produce customarily sent for commercial processing, which includes canning, are exempt. Grains, too, are exempt. Sprouts are covered and subject to enhanced production, testing, and record-keeping requirements. Significant new requirements imposed by the proposed regulations include water sources would have to be tested periodically for pathogens, including Listeria, Salmonella, and E. coli 0157H7. Covered farms would be required to monitor for wild animal intrusions and not harvest in areas of the farm where there is evidence of such activity. Workers suffering from contagious diseases would be excluded from field or handling work. Farmers would be required to provide training to all workers, including seasonal workers, on the principles of food safety, the importance of personal hygiene, and the requirements of FDA's produce safety rule. Each farm would be required to have a supervisor who has received FDA-certified training. And there are specific requirements for equipment, tools, and buildings, as well as record creation and record access provisions. While clearly well-intended, FDA's proposal could be costly and a nightmare for covered farming operations. The wild animal contamination and employee training requirements will be difficult to implement and very costly. Many older or smaller farms will need to retrofit their operations to comply with the building, equipment, and tool requirements. And yes, another rule covering animal feed is expected soon. The public is given 120 days until mid-May to comment. Farmers and farm groups should educate themselves on this proposal and make sure FDA hears from them before it's too late. Until next week, I am Rick Frank, sitting in for John Block in Washington.